They knew it was bad weather coming. For the simple reason that those birds always feed like an albatross. They feed out at sea and they stay out at sea. They could glide for weeks at a time, just glide up and down. And when they come to lay their eggs, they go on the islands. But at that time, they weren't laying season. And when they see them birds, they knew it was rough out there in that Gulf. So them birds had to come to shore to feed close to shore. They tell you, bad weather coming. That's how they told. You know, they would know that, you know, bad weather coming. They used to get out there and look at that, they look at the stars. I do that myself. They'd go fishing, like, and the next morning they were going to go fishing. See the weather, they look at the star. I said, well, Daddy, how can you tell the weather? He said, well, if you look at the star real good, if the weather's good, it's going to be good tomorrow, the star is standing still. If you see a star, you know, moving up, and if you look good, and once they tell you, you will see it. Right now, maybe you're not. You don't think of that, but if you do, after I tell you this, you look at it, you will see what I'm telling you.
Okay.
The star would have more of a tail, like, and it would glitter more and move. Well, that was bad weather. So you go, no use to get up tomorrow morning, look at the weather's bad. And you could bet your bottom dollar the next morning it was blowing up 40 miles an hour. And then that night, if the stars weren't out, I guess they were in trouble. They'd look up there and say, yeah, beautiful day tomorrow, go fishing. And they knew it like that. All them old times. That's how they tell it.
Would they ever be able to tell anything by the looking at the vegetables or anything?
They don't plant. A vegetable was not put in the ground unless the moon was at a certain shape. Either full moon or I forget now which. I think it was you plant like cucumbers or during the full moon. That's when you have a perfect crop. You plant it any other time, don't grow. You got retarded plants. And they still do it today. For instance, they take a horse. You know, you have too many stallions, you got to castrate them.
Yeah.
Make geldings out of it.
Yeah.
You couldn't, them old timers would not castrate a horse unless they had a full moon. Because if they didn't have a full moon and they cut him, he'd bleed to death. When the moon was full, they'd have a stud there. Well, too many studs, you got to cut that one.
I've heard that.
That's true, and it's today. It's, of course, today the vet don't do that because he's got all kinds of medicines to stop that. In those days, they didn't have medicine. They put all that old cup grease on there once they cut him. Slap that on there so the flies don't get there. That was it. That was the medicine. He didn't have penicillin and all that bull. Sulfur. Sulfur was in the ground. Sulfur all over here. You take a little sulfur and mix a little sulfur with that cup grease, that black grease. Mix a little sulfur with that. Slap it on there so they cut him. It would stop any type of infection. I guarantee them old timers when they castrate a horse during when it was supposed to, they never lost a customer. Calves the same way, they wouldn't cut it unless it was at that time.
Okay, when you went out at night, you might make a kind of a makeshift bottle that would be made with a rag and a bottle and a kerosene stuff down in there. That'd be called a what? Did your father ever? Would you ever make one of those to go out floundering or something?
I've never used. I know what you're talking about, but we've never used them. And when I was started, rolled off the flounder, we had a lamp, you know, like the Coleman lamps today.
A flambeau,
that's what they call flounder, a flambeau. You had them regular lamps like you have to cook. Today they're all fancy with handles and all. But in those days, you didn't have a fancy one. But in those days, the flounder, you could go out there with a candle and the wind wouldn't blow it out and get you 10 or 12 flounders right off. I can go right here right now tonight and catch me 20 flounders right here.
I went out in Biloxi and I tried to do that. How do you watch for their eyes or something?
Well, if it's in the Gulf, all you see is two little white dots. Because for the simple reason, they're so long that the sand covers them. And they always blink their eyes to keep their eyes open.
They get down to the sand.
Right. Now, in the Back Bay, you see the whole flounder. Or you see the whole silhouette of the flounder. And you just gig it. Oh, yeah, we do that all the time. Oh, man, I do that all summer long. I love to get flounder. You pick the size you want to, you don't fool them, no.
Yeah, and they're good fish too.
Oh, some of the best. I got two upstairs now, go with about 6 pounds a piece. I'm going to broil in the oven with butter sauce and all that.